It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty good year for music. I like the rejoin theme. It's been a while since we've had a rejoin theme on this program. So
yeah, those were cool. I used to love when we did that.
Are you accepting DMs on 1974 songs?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Speaking of DMs, not the DMs, my DMs, Brittany, who listens to the show, says that she goes to bars by herself all the time.
Wow.
And she is in a relationship. Sometimes it is nice to just be alone and not have to talk to anyone. Wiggy says you're a weirdo,
yes.
Brittany. If you go anywhere by yourself, Wiggy has determined that you have psychological issues.
Well, don't you want to be by yourself? You say, I want to be by myself because I don't want to talk to people. But you go to a bar where people generally go, and they're going to be talking. Or they're going to be sitting next to you, talking to you.
Or the bartender will talk to you.
If you want to be by yourself, go see a movie. I got no issues with that.
I don't know why people are so offended by us having this conversation. Again, I wasn't the one that said weirdo. I said I could never do it. But again, everybody on Twitch is saying I'm a bad person for saying weirdo.
It is weird.
Wiggy said you were a weirdo, not me.
It is.
I said I could never do it. But it's like, it's different strokes for different folks. I could never do it. Yeah, I have anxiety. I don't like to be alone. I like to be with other people.
Enough about Reese McGuire, too. strokes for different folks. Yes, what?
I would just like to introduce the conversation going to games by yourself.
Yeah.
And a very nice gentleman would go to every Patriots home game by himself. He sat right in front of my dad and I. For years, we went to every home game. And he's the reason I stopped going to games. Because my dad and I would talk, whatever. We didn't see each other during the week. We'd catch up watching the game together. And he would turn around and inject himself into every single conversation. And it's like, dude, I have no problem with what you're doing, but I'm not talking to you. Well, I understand, like, a big play. What did you see? You're talking to people. Like, the people that go somewhere by themselves and then inject themselves into conversation are the worst of the worst.
That's because they don't want to be alone.
Right.
Do you see that 603 text on the Subaru of New England text line? Went on a Western Canada trip following the Bruins by myself. One of the best trips I ever had.
Following the bees, just going to... There's Curtis's guy right there. I mean, you don't want... Because if you go by yourself, but yet you're talking to every single person, get a couple friends.
It seems like you're insecure and worried about what other people think of you.
Well, it is. I'm not insecure, but other people are definitely talking
so
about
that's
you.
So that's why you wouldn't do it. Even if you wanted to go by yourself, you'd be worried about what people are saying about you.
I would be worried about what people are saying about me, but also I don't like to be alone. Like, I have one of my best friends went to Bali alone, did a full trip to Bali for like 2 weeks, and, you know, loved it.
That sounds amazing.
But there's the thing. If you travel somewhere by yourself for 2 weeks, nobody knows if you didn't like it because you're by yourself. You're never going to get home and say you were miserable because you want people to think that you had a nice time.
And it's got nothing about being insecure. Like, who gives a damn? I'm not insecure about anything.
Wiggy's the most secure human I've ever met.
The fact to me, it's just... I look at you, and I judge because you look weird. We always say that all the time. Look at the weirdo sitting by himself in the corner. Like, how many bodies are in that person's basement? That's who you become.
No, it really doesn't. I don't think that at all.
You're just strolling.
You're so judgmental.
No, you're just strolling. You're sitting at the bar, and every person that sits down next to you, you're like, hey, what brings you to this part of town?
Just because you're there alone doesn't mean you need to like introduce yourself to every person at the bar.
But the vast majority of people that travel solo do so and try and talk to people that are not solo.
Right. I think that's more so the older people who travel solo do that.
No,
but
it's
people
me.
Like my age.
When I'm on a plane, Shime, and I'm alone, I'm that annoying person that's going to start a conversation with whoever's sitting next to me.
That's
like, hi, where are you going? Are you going home or on vacation?
You never start a conversation until you've begun the descent.
Shime,
that is my golden rule.
What's the purpose of sitting at the bar by yourself if you don't want to talk to people?
Because I like to go people watch. I like to watch other people do their stuff. So like I like to sit back, I like to have my beer, have whatever meal I'm eating, and watch other people interact and not get involved in it at all. Just be a witness to it.
Mm. Oh, very interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's weird, but Wiggy does. So
I do.
All right. Anyway, we got on that topic because of my lead, which was that the Pew Institute has now determined for the first time ever, one in four adults in this country who are of Courtney and Shime's age and many of your ages will remain single by choice for their entire lives.
Right.
25% of people will never get married, will never be with the same person.
Yeah.
Will never, will just be single their whole entire lives. So, all right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
I just got a text from the hubby. Is this accurate? He says that you think it's weird that he likes to go to movies by himself.
Well, because sometimes it feels like he would rather go to a movie by himself than with me.
Yes, he would.
I think that's probably that's exactly what it is.
So that's the insecurity. Yeah.
I got no issues going to movies by now. I'll go to a movie by myself.
Wait a minute. What?
That a movie's fine.
I get nervous when I see people alone at movie theaters.
Movie's fine.
A movie's Wiggy's 1,000% right. You're not. It's in the dark. That a movie date is so weird to me. You're not talking with the person you're going to the movie with because you have to be quiet for the duration.
Yeah. Santo gets mad at me because I will say, oh, I think this person did it, or this person's going to die.
Yeah. I'm learning that you're very annoying.
Yeah, you're one of those people.
You're a plain talker and a movie talker. Yeah.
Wait till
those are the
worst. Not a full movie talker. Just like if I think of something, so we've come to the conclusion.
Santo, now who is that lady over there?
No, you have to be right. You have to call it first. You're totally one of those.
Yes, yeah. I need to call it first, and then. But we've come to an agreement that instead of me telling him who I think it is, I write it in a notes app in my phone so that he knows, so that I can say, see, I knew it.
You knew it. All right, where do you want to start, Shime?
I don't know how we pivot off of that. But
wait, how do we not know that you don't edit the note at the end to say that you were right?
Well, I don't. I just don't.
She's honest about it.
Yes.
Let's hear from Matthew Judon. He spoke yesterday following training camp and was asked about wanting a new contract.
Matthew, really good play on your current contract.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Contract? I got to, honestly. That's again, like, I signed a deal, my signature on it, so I gotta play on it. Would I like to? No. Do I think that's my value? No. But again, that's not up to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that approach.
Hey, you don't like it.
So he signed the deal and he's gonna play,
right.
But he would like a new deal.
Right.
And so, I mean, the only issue probably is, I guess, age. I mean, I don't know. He's, what are we? He's
31?
32. He'll be 32
something like that
soon. So I mean, would you extend him for a couple years?
I would probably say, hey, let's get through the first four games, and if you're the Matthew Judon we know coming off your injury, we'll definitely get something done.
Now, C.D. Lamb is not reporting to Cowboys camp. Would you want him if you could get him?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
And I would, if I'm C.D. Lamb, I would not show up. Don't even risk it.
He's got to be a top five receiver in football again?
Yeah, he's definitely like right up there with the Justin Jeffersons as far
so
as.
So if you were willing to pay $28 million or whatever the number was to get a legit wide receiver, why don't you go and see if you can shake him loose from the Cowboys?
I would, if I were the Patriots and I was going after Brandon Ayuk, I would be going after Brandon Ayuk, CeeDee Lamb, and T. Higgins, all three of those guys. If I would be saying, hey, we're willing to give up a first-round pick. And I think CeeDee Lamb's the better of all three of those guys, so I would be all over him.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, speaking of Brandon Ayuk, Louis Riddick was talking about Brandon Ayuk and then seemed to just toss out the idea that maybe Elliot Wolf should give them a call. Here's what Louis Riddick said yesterday.
But look, if you're John Lynch, see, this is just the opposite of Dak Prescott. If you're John Lynch, John holds all the cards here. He holds all the cards, and you're right. He did say, if you want him, come talk to me, but it's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm right now, if I'm Elliot Wolf up there in New England, I'm going, so what will it cost us? What might it be? Because Drake May sure would like to be able to throw to Brandon Ayuk, and we have some salary cap space, and we have some draft picks.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it seems like they did that, except they didn't offer San Fran what San Fran was looking for.
Right.
So they probably should have, like he said, okay, what are you looking for?
All right, what's next?
Well, next, let's hear from Alex Cora, a guy who has gotten an extension with the Boston Red Sox yesterday. That was the big news. Here was Cora talking about his new extension with the Red Sox.
What this organization means to us is the world. They trusted me from day one. I still remember that meeting in at the Palace in New York with Dave of the group. They doubled down on me in 21 after everything that happened, and you know, from 17, this is home for us. You know, people can speculate whatever, you know, and there were a lot of conversations in the off season, during the season, that this might happen or he wants to get pay, whatever. I just want to be happy and comfortable. This is a great opportunity for us to keep growing as a family, obviously to keep growing as a manager. You know, the baseball part of it, I feel very comfortable that where we at right now and where we going is what I want.
Okay. So you may be right, Courtney. Your lead this morning was that Alex Cora must have been told that they are going to be buyers by Tuesday, and that's why he was willing to do this deal. And it didn't have to do with the much when it came to the money. So, I mean, that's good news. That's good news for Red Sox fans.
Agreed.
If that's what it is. So you have Alex Cora for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a team that is on the, I guess, on the come up.
And he even said,
as Wiggy would say,
he even said he knows how grateful he is for them giving him the opportunity, but them also sticking by him after everything that happened. So,
yeah. And you were on that pretty early, yeah.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next. A new survey has found who the rudest people in the United States are. And the news is not good for those of us who are massholes. So we'll get to that coming up during the news next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.